with the birthday that's coming up, I had an epiphany this morning based off of a conversation that I had last night on After Hours. And that epiphany was largely based around the different ideas that I have not implemented or the things that I said that I was going to do in the, you know, the explorations. And for those of y'all that was on After Hours last night, I was telling people how important it is for me to immerse myself in different cultures so that I have the best content and I can speak upon it with the most ideal perspective, and then I can add value into people's lives. So, for example, and I'll tell y'all some of the stuff I said last night because it's not a secret, but I got literally hundreds of different things that's written down in my notes. One of the things that I loved to do, and this was around a time that I was really vlogging, and now that I've relaunched another vlog, the Darth Anton vlog, I used to go and explore everything. I mean, I hadn't been to raves, and I wanted to go and see what it was like at Alcoholics Anonymous, even though I don't really drink, right? And going and visiting different cities and cultures, and I used to do urban exploration, and I had these ideas. One of the ideas, and I told y'all about it last night, was I wanted to go and live homeless for like 2 weeks. And what that entailed was, yo, I'm not going to start off with no money. I'm just going to get my cameras, make sure they charged. Obviously allow for my people to keep tabs on me so that nothing happens to me. But, you know, making sure that I figure out how to survive, right? What are homeless people really dealing with outside of us just going and volunteering and helping them and saying, hey, here's something to eat? Or because we all are judgmental, right? We all evaluate things from our perspective, but sometimes our perspective is skewed because we come from places maybe of privilege, maybe of opportunity. You know, I wanted to see and experience what it was like to go and talk to these people and that people, and what is it like living off the grid and all of these things, right? So I've had crazy ideas and things that I've wanted to do, but a lot of that had got pushed on the back burner because business and, you know, getting new offers and going back into corporate America, and you got a daughter, and so you're trying to take that into consideration, and, you know, you want to up your life insurance and all of that before you start doing this stuff, right? But my point is, I've largely, throttled myself, right? I've largely throttled myself and I slowed down, and it's because I've become a lot more safer and a lot more mindful because I've become a lot more successful. And so you tend to start protecting yourself and getting a little bit scary or whatever. But the thing that started to get you into that mindset and the thing that made you hungry in the first place, you start to get away for it a little bit because you start listening to outside things and all of this stuff or whatever it is, right? And I see that with you. I see that with people that I interact with every day because I'm outside every day. I talk to them. I see them. I ask them what they do for a living. Where did you come from? Why did you move here? Why did you move away? Why did you come back? And we have conversations regularly, right? And what I see from people, I started to see in myself as I approach my 43rd birthday. And I realized that they're dying because they're not really living. They're not really living. You get up and you go to work every single day and you have no dreams. All of your dreams died the minute that you started working, or all of your dreams died the minute that somebody punched you in the mouth, or the minute that somebody told you that this is the way you're supposed to be. You stop taking risks. You stop dreaming. You stop caring about that Lamborghini that you grew up with on your wall. You started accepting the fact that it's okay to be normal. It's okay to be an average person, an average man, an average woman. Everything in you is dead. All you do is wake up and you live it. Some of y'all live your lives through your children. The reason why you so heavy on trying to tell your kids what to do instead of putting them in a position to be successful and exploring what makes sense for their lives is because you're living vicariously through them. A lot of people are living through their children. You living through me. You wouldn't imagine how many emails or comments that I get on my vlog channel or on my emails where people say, man, you know, you doing it, big dog. Well, what about you? Why are we not doing it together? All your dreams died with you. The only thing you care about is, man, I got to get out of debt. Life, people, women, men, the church, your parents, everybody has kicked your ass so much that you don't have a dream. You can't imagine yourself being thin no more because all you doing is comfort eating. You can't imagine yourself moving or going to visit a place that you've never been before. You can't imagine the possibility of making $1 million, $1 million in a year. Psh, not me. You can't imagine. And so when I then start to communicate, and sometimes I let y'all get to me, and you know, we'll be talking and I'll say, yeah, man, I can't wait to do this. Or yeah, I made this amount of money or whatever. And you say, pah, cap. Nobody can do that. It's not because it's me. It's because it's you. You're projecting your insecurities. You can't imagine learning how to read and being able to be fluent in your conversation. You can't imagine going and growing into the highest forms of corporate America. Somebody told you you was stupid. Somebody told you you was dumb at math. And you let that carry with you from the time that you was 11, 12 years old. And they told you that and you believed it in high school. So you never tried. You went to college and you never picked a curriculum that was going to be conducive for your life because somebody told you and you believed them. You believed the devil. You believed some negative Nancy and they told you that you'll never be able to compete at this level and you carried it with you for the rest of your life. That is the real unresolved drama. You can't believe that somebody will love you for you. So now you got to lead with your money or now you got to be somebody that you're not, or all your whole life you've been a follower. God told you that you had a specific skill set. God told you that you did. You have a unique capability that nobody has. You can see things and you suppressed it and you buried that talent and you never explored it or you never had a conversation. And when you die, and when you on your deathbed, because your death ain't going to be quick, your death is going to be slow and painful. You know why? Because you die in a slow death every single day. Every day you wake up with no objective, no goals, no risk tolerance, no variables that's playing any roles in your life, no mentorship. Everything you do is negative Nancy, and I'm waiting on the government to give me something, and I need social services, and why they don't care about us black people. Every day you die a little bit more because you certainly ain't living. And either you living or you dying. It ain't no in between. Either you living or you're dying. There's no in between. You can't wait for somebody to drop something so that you can get excited about watching them live an exceptional life. And I'm going to tell you, failure is phenomenal. Winning is phenomenal. You know why? Because it's life. It gives you life. The experiences, the ups, the downs, the crying, the successes, the eventual victory, to failing 30 times and then the 31st time you finally break through and then you reach your dreams or you reach your opportunity, or maybe you had to do it over again because you didn't learn the lesson. All of those things are invigorating. It's the thing that life is supposed to be. We're not supposed to be perfect every day to where everything just falls into place. You're supposed to suffer. You're supposed to go through things. But we're so focused on what we don't like instead of being focused on how we can achieve, that every day you've allowed yourself to believe that you're supposed to be in the hood. You believe that you are your city that you don't even own. You believe that you are your block. You're still doing the same thing over and over again, thinking that you're going to get different results. And the reality is that you're supposed to be exceptional. And the people around you also think the same way as you. And that's why y'all all just falling into this routine. You all content. You all do the same thing when you get home every single day. You go to bed at the same time every day. You wake up miserable every day because you don't take any risks. You don't take no chances. And you scared as hell to step out of your own comfort zone, step out of your own way, and actually do something that's going. What's the worst that can happen? What's the worst that can happen? Every day, I can anticipate certain people that's going to be in this chat. Look at them. Look. You spend too much time downing people. If your translation of this is that I'm downing you instead of trying to encourage you, what happened to our men? Why y'all so gay? You so gay and weak. Why are the men so gay? Why are y'all so feminine and weak? What happened to, oh man, it's so much turmoil. I don't know what's going to happen. You grew up with more turmoil around you, and then you started to get a little bit of success. You ain't even break through the $50,000 mark, and then all of a sudden you start turning into Rupert. Oh, why are they talking about us? We competitive. We men. We supposed to use this as motivation. If somebody beats you, or if somebody is saying something, or you see somebody winning, or they say, hey, man, this ain't enough for us. Oh, man. I don't look at that as somebody talking negative to me. I look at that as motivation. Man, listen. Let's get it then. Skip it. I get angry at myself if I see somebody doing something that I should have done myself. I don't sit there and say, man, he always son. I say, man, I could have did that. Why, let me get my life together. Why are you so weak? Why are y'all in partnerships? Why are you following your women to the polls? Why are you letting some woman tell you what to do? Where's your backbone? Where's your balls at? How do you even get the gumption to type that to me in the chat, bro? That is so weak. I can't understand. I don't want to be around weak people. So soft. So soft. So easily offended. He hurt my feelings. I can't believe it. So what? Get up off your feet, bro, and do something. Stop being so easily offended. Why are men so easily offended? I can call women everything in the book because of their behavior. Hold them accountable. Man, you a stupid little... Man, you want to be a whore in the streets, huh? Ah, okay, so you giving up all of that box so everybody can hit it too. They come back to me, you know what? I was angry, and I ain't gonna give you no prop, but I'm changing my life. The guys just be like, encourage me. Stop downing it. See it from my perspective. I'm not gonna see it from your perspective because I'm never gonna be you. I'm never gonna be broke. I'm never going back to the hood, and I don't want to make $50,000. I made $50,000 when I was 16 years old. I don't want to go back to being 16 years old. You don't have to do the job that you're doing. You can do something else. I want to call you something else, but I can't get away with it on this platform. I want to really call you what I think about you. I want to really say it in real life. Raised by their mama. Who your daddy? Dwayne Wade? Your daddy Dwayne Wade? Want me to get you a dress too? You sit down when you pee? Doing the number one, peeing when you sit down. Grow up. Always downing people. Then get the fuck out of my live stream. Go to some other live stream where they're going to affirm you. Where they're going to teach you how to do yoga and Pilates to center yourself. Then go somewhere else. Why you subscribe? If you know what I'm going to say and you know how I talk and I have not changed in the time that I've been on the internet... talking about what it is that we need to do. Since we started this Millionaire Morning Show and After Hours program, I've been the same dude 100% of the time. I never changed how I talk to you. Why are you here and why are you subscribed every day? If you're waiting for me to affirm you, I'm never going to do it. You're gay. What you need? What you want from me? I can see why these women don't believe in y'all. What's she supposed to come home to? She looking for some encouragement. She looking for somebody to lead them, and you looking for somebody to affirm you. Why you not supportive, baby? Oh my God, I can't take it. She just waiting. I wish she'd do something. Slap me, encourage me. Go out there and do something. Go conquer something. Tell us. At least tell me. Tell me where we going, baby. You waiting on her to give you some motivation. I'm nothing without a good woman. I ain't nothing without a good woman. That's why I'm going on a bust down your chick tour this summer. I said it last night. You think that I was playing. Listen, if she choose me, I'ma choose her back. Don't get offended. Don't get mad at the game. I don't care. Don't worry about it. Don't feel like it ain't you. If she choose me, I'm choosing her back. I'm choosing all women this summer. If yo chick choose me, I'ma choose her back. Every city I go to, I'ma get 3 hotel rooms. 1 for me and 2 for her. Actually, 1 for me, 1 for her, and 1 for you, so that you can sit in there by yourself. I'm going on a bust down yo chick tour. Ladies, if you need encouragement, if you want a man that's going to give you everything you need, if you want somebody that's going to give you the motivation to be strong and then be able to live in your femininity, I'm coming to a city near you. It's called a bust down your chick tour. I want you the same way that you want me. You ain't got to worry about it. Listen, he chilling. He slow motion. He going to work his 38 and a half hours. I'm going to work you. While he working his 38 and a half, I'm going to work you. I know you looking for purpose. I know you looking for something, somebody to give you some motivation. I know you want to work for a man. I know you don't, you got unrealized gains in you, and I'm going to get it up out of you. You got value in you that has not been tapped into. I'm going to get it. I'm going to make you a whole woman. I'm going to make you a whole woman this summer. I promise you. Bust down your chick tour coming in 2025 summer. We going in. Don't ask me no questions. Just know, I choose you the same way that you choose me. You're going to have to give me the choosing signal, but as soon as you do, I'm going to take your hand and I'm taking you right down there. I'm going to take you down that road. He ain't going to do nothing with you anyway. He utilizing you at 15%. I'm going to get 110% out of you. I'm going to make you a whole woman this summer. Ain't no more talking. Ain't no more negotiating. I'm not going to continue to motivate you. I'm going to show you. I'm going to show her what it feels like so that she can think about me when she go back to you. And that way she have some level of motivation when she can get through life. I choose you too. I just found out the name. The name of the tour is I Choose You Too. I Choose You Too tour. It's the I Choose You Too tour. Shout out to y'all. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm. Subscribe to the channel. I'm not negotiating with these people no more. I'm not looking to motivate you. I'm going to motivate the person that you love the most. I'm going to be your wife's step baby daddy. Let's get it. Make sure and if you don't like it, then do something about it. Do something about it. Hold on to her. Something. Do something. Go level up. Get your money up. Get motivated. If you love your family, if you don't want me to, it's the heartbreak family tour. If you love your family, if you don't want me kicking over your son's fort on Saturday mornings when I come over for breakfast and then I send her back to you on Sunday afternoon, then make sure that you level up, take care of your business. Because some of y'all, I guess y'all just don't have no motivation unless somebody is going to bust down your cheek. So we going to get there. If you go to jail, if you keep doing and selling fit tea, if you keep selling nickel and dime bags like you in high school, and if you go to jail, I'm coming over your house and I'm taking her down. I'm a fixer. Don't bail him out. Anton is coming. If you go to jail this summer, I'm coming over. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm. Subscribe to the channel and turn on your notifications. Don't go to jail then, and I won't be over. Protect your chick. Hide them all. Mamas and sisters, I'm coming for you. You can't find a good man, I'm going to make sure that you get one.